Second interview here is with Corporal Gary Lee Harvatt, H-A-R-V-A-T. This is the third interview, actually. Corporal Gary Lee Harvatt, H-A-R-V-A-T, of 508 Barbara Drive, Nashville, Tennessee. That's 508 Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Drive, Nashville, Tennessee. Interview runs about 6 minutes.
Testing, testing. The weather is much more than just a topic of conversation for Marines here at Quezon. A cloudy, foggy day such as today means a greater threat of incoming artillery rounds, while a bright, sunny day brings the comfort of massive U.S. airstrikes against the NVA forces dug into the hills surrounding this northern Marine combat base. Today, we're speaking with Corporal Gary Lee Harvatt of Nashville, Tennessee, a weather observer and a Marine who, if not in a position to do anything about the weather, can at least help turn it to the advantage of the American forces here at Quezon. Gary, could you tell us a little bit about your job here as a weather observer?
Well, it's mostly just to take observations, just eyeballing, as we say, in the, as far as weather's concerned, the ceiling, the visibility for airstrikes and these spotter planes that come in for airstrikes and for the outlying hills around the area for 881 and 861 for resupply missions. And that's about it as far as our job up here. We relay the information on to Da Nang, which they send out on teletypes for the other outlying stations. And then from there, they bring planes in from Da Nang for troops or anything else after they receive our weather.
And what kind of equipment do you use in your work, Gary?
Well, right now we haven't too much. Like I said before, our hooch was blown away in most of our equipment. But presently we just have an electropsychometer getting a wet bulb and dry bulb temperature for dew point and relative humidity.
Could you explain this a little bit in layman's terms, more or less?
Well, it's just it's two just standard air thermometers. One has a little wet piece of cloth like on it to get a wet bulb temperature, and it gives dew point and relative humidity, which dew point is just gives us a temperature which the air must reach before it condensation, or well, starts to rain, I guess you could say, and then just the relative humidity or average humidity in there.
Well, I noticed here at Quezon for the past month or so, most days are extremely cloudy, foggy. What determines this weather like this?
Well, mostly this valley like Quezon is sitting on a hill in just a mist of quite a few valleys, and we get a northerly wind. There's a lot of fog right here in the valley and everything. A northerly wind, it just stays like this most of the time. It's cool air and it rises and hits this little bit of warm air and it causes fog like, or well, condensation, I guess you could say, just low-hanging clouds. That's about it.
And what would you say the ceiling would be on a day like this?
Well, right now I would estimate we have about 500 scattered with around 1,300 to 1,500 overcast skies, about 3 miles visibility.
This is not the best for flying, I take it?
Well, no, it's not, but they can bring planes in. We work with a tower, and the tower can bring planes in at a minimum of 200 feet with a half-mile visibility using our radar here. And we relay the information onto the tower, and then they know just what they need to bring in and everything.
As a weather observer, Gary, do you do any forecasting as such of the weather?
Well, not as far as our MOS is concerned, we don't. But like if we are called up and are asked for forecast, we try to give anywhere from a 6 to 12, 24-hour forecast, which is not too hard to do up here because most of the time it's about all it is fog, and it's not really very hard to do. But we do give forecast every now and then.
How do you go about making a forecast? What's entailed here?
Well, mostly it's we just go from a reference of the preceding days before and look at the temperature, the winds. The winds are blowing out of the north. Most of the time we can predict fog. If the temperature is rising, the fog may dissipate quite a bit. If it's lowering or stays about the same, we can be ready for it to stay in the full day, I guess.
You mentioned earlier, Gary, that you work more or less hand-in-hand with the Air Force as far as airstrikes go. Is a final decision made here as far as whether there will be airstrikes or with visibility or not?
Well, no, the final decision is made by the Air Force pilots itself. We, like as far as the launching the aircraft, we call to Da Nang and tell them what our present weather is. If they think the conditions are good enough, they'll launch aircrafts. I mean, that as far as, so we're just tell them, like, since they aren't up here, we just tell them what it is like up here and if it's good enough to bring planes in. And we just refer it down to Da Nang, and then they think it's good enough, they send the planes up.
Are you in contact with the planes while they're in the air?
No, we're not. All we have is just the weather up here. Like, if they do want weather, on their way up here, they contact the Air Force, and the Air Force to get a hold of us, and we relay it to the Air Force.
Well, the last several days have been cloudy like this. What's the outlook for the weather in the foreseeable future?
Well, so far we've been getting had an easterly wind up to about last two or three days. We've a little northerly, northeasterly wind. It's been trying to clear up a little bit, but really as far as the weather, probably be about the same in maybe a few days where we're hoping for it to clear up. If we can get a little different wind flow here to bring all this, well, just take all the fog away from us. And we won't have to worry about too much about the fog or airstrikes, because just be clear and real nice.
Okay, as for yourself, Gary, how long have you been here at Quezon now?
Well, I've been in Quezon here for about 3.5 months now. Came up in October, or October, November, and I've been up here ever since then.
How long have you been in Vietnam?
Well, I've been in Vietnam, I'm going on my 14th month now.
Extended?
Yes, going to Germany to get married.
Okay, well, yours is a rather unusual job for the Marine Corps, dealing with weather like this. Where do you see training for a job like this, Gary?
From ITR, most of the guys go to Memphis, and from Memphis they go to Lakehurst, New Jersey. It's Naval Schools, Lakehurst. It's 17 weeks of school for just aerology. It consists of meteorology, surface observations, and upper winds, and things of that sort.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us today, Gary.
Yes, sir.